In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Revelation chapter 1. Let me just set the scene if I can. As John, the apostle, begins the book of Revelation, he tells us that his first vision came on a Sunday. He was before the Lord, and the Lord carried him to heaven. It's interesting here that we begin to verse 12 of chapter 1, and I turned to see the voice that spake unto me, and behold, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. I want you to notice how many references there are to fire, sun, bright as a flame, bright as the sun. These are descriptions that John gives here as he sees the Lord among the seven, what? Candlesticks that were lit. Again, the flame that was coming forth there. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. It's interesting to me when you consider the fact that our Lord touched him upon the shoulder and said, Fear not. And the reason that John did not have to fear was because John was a joint heir. You know, people that do not fear God, people who do not know God, they have every reason to fear. They have every reason to fear. The God of fire, Jesus Christ, whose countenance caused John to fall upon his face as if he were dead. He basically collapsed to the ground because he saw the Lord Jesus Christ in all of His power and all of His might. Yet, the Son of God said, there's no need for you to fear. Why? Because John was a believer in Jesus Christ. And it was to John that he shared all of these horrible things that are going to happen during the seven-year tribulation, but also to John, all the wonderful things that will happen. The wonderful things that would happen in heaven, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the great feast for the church. He described the glories of the New Jerusalem and heaven. All those things were shared with John. Why? Because John was a joint heir. John knew Jesus Christ. This morning we've gathered together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have every reason to fear. You need to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And then you will know the touch of the Lord Jesus where He says, Fear not. Fear not. Because then we know we are joint heirs with Him. May God help us to have that kind of spirit and attitude as we gather together to worship the Lord Jesus today.